we basically had the design team there for 2 full days to look at a part of the system that we want to improve. And in this case, we're working on trying to reduce street homelessness in the next 100 days and try to design some solutions that we can test over the next 3 to 4 months to see if we can make an impact on that. So it was very intensive, 2 8-hour days. And then we had the leadership team join us the beginning of day one and the end of day two to hear about the effort and then get a report out at the end of day two about what the design team came up with, their goals, their sub-goals, and also what the design team needs help with from the leadership team to try to clear the path so we can do this work. And so we came out of that 2 days with a very strong set of goals and sub-goals, really great cooperation between the two teams, the leadership and design, and we're kind of off to the races now trying to prototype some different ways of working.
And this sprint, this is going to involve outreach to people on the street. It's going to involve working and coordinating social service groups. What will this look like?
What it actually will look like is kind of in evolution right now, but we have the idea of what we want to look like. And as we start to implement, we may need to course correct or tweak our design. But in general, what we're trying to do is prototype something like a navigation center, a place where people can go during the day to get community, hang out, connect, and also do things productive and connect to services. So we want to co-locate mental health or substance abuse services, the connection to benefits, literacy programming, job skills. So there's a whole mix of ideas about other organizations that offer different activities that we're asking to co-locate and run, do different shifts at this site. But basically, to give people who are on the streets with literally just nothing to do all day something to do that can advance their life, because I think there are a lot of people with a little attention that they can, someone to help them during the day can truly make steps toward exiting homelessness. And then the outreach piece is to expand and augment, and then we're going to test some nighttime outreach for crisis intervention, and also daytime. A team of volunteers to kind of connect with the people who are staying outside and see if they want to come utilize some of the space and services at this new navigation center and just get a better sense of what's going on and what do people need in order to kind of turn their life around.
What's the advantage of having a centralized navigation center over what's in place now, where someone needs to get to, DSS, if in Saratoga County, down into Ballston Spa? Why is this centralizing so important?
Primarily because if you are homeless and you may not even have, you probably don't have transportation, may not even have a phone, it is very difficult to get yourself to, let's say, Ballston Spa. And some of the, just some of the ways, the application process, some of that is very challenging for people who may have, different levels of need in terms of substance abuse or mental health, and also literally just time and energy and effort. It's difficult to get through. Let's say the DSS application is a mandated state application, so it's no fault of DSS. It's just a difficult application. And so we want to say, if we made it easier and brought the services, that sort of the front door, quote unquote, of services to the person, rather than having the person try to get to all these different front doors of services that may be very disparately located, can we bring it to one place so this person can be surrounded by that and get volunteers to help expedite their access and their ability to complete, applications, understand what the next steps are, set up appointments, get their hair cut, things that are also not just service and clinical, but, learn a skill, again, get their hair cut, get a dental screening, some things like that. If you can have this person who's very vulnerable and limited in terms of their resources just come to one space and all the services are around them, that is much more likely to help them, again, advance to their goals.
And if successful, if this prototype works out and we see some results, I'm sure that this type of model could be used in other parts of the state as well. I mean, Saratoga County is not alone.
Absolutely. And I think the whole plan and the sort of theory of the sprint is if we can get a proof point and show that this works well, is there a way that we can then make this a part of our system, and in a more permanent way? Because we will be prototyping, kind of MacGyvering this together over the next 100 days just to test it out. And we have you know, we'll have ways to measure whether it's working or not. But absolutely, I think this is a model that exists in other places. We have a group from a team from our sprint team who's going down to do a field trip to Bergen County, who has a navigation center just like this. And they, I don't think it's a coincidence that they are also the first community in the nation to have reached functional zero on chronic and veterans homelessness. I think their multi-service, multi-agency navigation center is a big part of that. So we're not necessarily reinventing the wheel. We are just bringing a proven concept to Saratoga.